We were just thrilled to be in a huge city like Twitchell, even if we had to stay inside the pickup. What more could a couple of dogs from the country possibly? Just then, a small red pickup pulled into a parking spot nearby. A man stepped out, reached into the bed of the pickup, and brought out a cardboard box. The lettering on the side of the box said, Trejo's Donut Delights. He carried the box into the shop and closed the door behind him. I thought nothing of this at the time, but several minutes later, my nosatory equipment began picking up signals of something, good, sweet. I gave the air a more thorough sniffing, and by George, the more I sniffed, the more I wanted to find out exactly where that smell was coming from. I turned to my assistant, who was staring off into deep space. Drover, may I interrupt for a second? No response. Drover, hello? Is anyone home? At last his gaze drifted down and he gave me a silly grin. Oh, hi. Are you back already? I didn't go anywhere. Did you see anything exciting? I didn't go anywhere. I've been sitting right here beside you.
I'll be darned. I thought somebody got out and went inside.
That was Slim.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Sometimes I get bored and my mind wanders.
No kidding. Drover, I need to ask you a question. Do you smell anything unusual?
Well, let's see. Dirty socks?
No, that's just the normal smell of Slim's pickup. Try again.
Oh, yeah, I smell it now.
Two dogs. Maybe it's us. I struggled for patience. Drover, please try to be serious. Take a deep sniff and try to analyze the various odors in the air. He drew in a big sniff of air. His eyes popped wide open.
Oh my gosh, there it is!
He darted over to the window, stuck his nose outside, and sniffed some more.
I think it's coming from that red pickup, and it smells yummy.
Exactly. Now we have two snifferations that point to something sweet and yummy. The question is, what could it be?
Yeah, I wonder what it could be.
That's just what I said. At this point, we don't have any reliable data on that. He squinted at the lettering on the door of the red pickup.
Trejo's Donut Delights. Gosh, I wonder what that means.
I joined him at the window. The same message was written on a box the man took inside. This is very strange. Drover leaned forward and widened his eyes.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a whole bunch of those boxes in the back of the pickup.
I took a closer look.
You're right, Drover. Nice work.
Thanks.
It appears that we've stumbled upon boxes and boxes of donuts. The question that faces us now is, what is a donut?
At that very moment, I noticed a little gray poodle sitting in the seat of the pickup, with his eyes fixed on the door through which his master had gone. Drover saw him too.
Oh, look, there's a dog. Maybe he can tell us what a donut is.
Little did we know or suspect. Well, you'll see.